This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Monday, the 21st day of October of 2024. Currently a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature of 58 degrees under sunny skies. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up today on the program at 8:21, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot. She will let us know how warm it's going to get today as the warm temperatures continue at least for another full day. In fact, I think it's going to stick around well above normal again tomorrow before things start to cool off. But I'm not the meteorologist. Brittany Merlot is the meteorologist, so we will find out from Brittany again about the early week weather forecast coming up at 8:21 this morning. At 8:34, we will be joined by 87th Assembly District Democratic nominee Bill Swatala. We are down to 15 days before Election Day, so we'll find out about the campaign for the 87th Assembly with Bill Swatala. He's going up against Brent Jacobson, the Mosinee mayor and the Republican nominee, so we'll talk about that coming up at 8:34. Then at 9:34 a.m., we'll preview next weekend's Wausau Community Theater production of True West with director Casey Hofer and cast member Joseph Hawkins. So that's coming up here on the program Monday morning. Glad you could be with us. Beautiful start to the new work week as we get closer and closer to Election Day. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know that on Friday you had yourself a big evening, and the production over at the Great Dane in Wausau, a big fundraiser for the Wausau Community Theater. It was a night at the cabaret with a bunch of individual performances and dinner and everything else. I guess the first question is, how did it go?
Oh, my gosh. It was a lot of fun and very successful. We had an audience of about 80 people, so a really great turnout. The food was absolutely delicious, especially the shrimp scampi fettuccine that I had. It was absolutely delicious. All the performances were fantastic. I mean, everybody just gave it their 110% and had a lot of fun. A few technical issues here and there, but you know, that's part of theater. You got to roll with the punches. But overall, just we had a lot of bids on the silent auction and the raffle. We gave a lot of, you know, we got a lot of positive feedback after the show itself about Wausau Community Theater. And we talked about, you know, the future of WCT, some of the shows for the upcoming season, and even, you know, keep people interested in the volunteer opportunities, because we wouldn't be who we are today without our volunteers. You know, the people who help out with ticket sales, the fundraising, the publicity, the backstage help. I mean, you know, every part of a theater is important. It's not just one part over everybody else. Every equal part of a theater comes together and makes a wonderful performance like the gala that we had on Friday. And just overall, it was so awesome. I had a lot of fun with my solo, and I really hope we get to do more events like this in the future. It was awesome.
Fantastic. So your part of the production was fine. You performed well.
Very much. I really enjoyed it. I was even able to incorporate a little bit of humor into my song, and people appreciated it.
Terrific.
I did have to explain a little bit about my song, though, because it was a kind of an unfamiliar song that not everybody knew.
No.
I had to explain that I was singing a song from the Goosebumps musical that's based on the Goosebumps book, A Phantom of the Auditorium, loosely based on the Phantom of the Opera. So
okay, well, we're going to talk more about it a little bit later on in the program, so I was just glad to hear it went very well, and it was a great event. And, of course, we'll be talking more about the Wausau Community Theater a little bit later on, as they have another production coming up this weekend with True West over at Whitewater Music Hall. So we'll discuss that a little bit later on as well.
Awesome.
I wanted to start today off by talking a little bit about as I was driving into work this morning. And normally I don't have WSAU on my radio. I rarely listen to them other than listening to some sports, because frankly they don't have programming that I think is very good. But yesterday I was listening to the Packer game as I was driving a little bit, and I left it on there. So this morning I get into my vehicle and it was still on WSAU as I was driving in, and Meg Ellefson and her morning show was on the air. And you know, I was going to turn right over to Pat right away, but let's see what they're talking about. Okay. And it was ridiculous. And I think I would have an ulcer or a heart attack if I listened to them even more, because number one, I don't even know who she had on the show. Incredibly bad radio broadcasting, because during the course of an interview, from every few minutes, you're supposed to reset, say, hey, who are we talking to? If you joined us late, this is the voice you hear on the radio, because you don't see it.
Okay.
So I don't even know who the person was, but they were talking about public education, and it was the most ridiculous conversation. Again, Meg is yakking about how it's all about, and her guest was saying, all they want is more money, but they don't even know how to teach kids how to read and how the teachers are indoctrinating the kids. Meg was saying, you want to have automatrons. It was just the worst. And number one, my first takeaway from what I was listening to is they hate teachers. That's what Megan, whoever this person was, I don't know. I have no idea who this person, Meg Ellefson, was talking to. But it was the most ridiculous conversation I've ever heard in my life. And I shouldn't say that, because basically it was the same kind of conversation that one would have whenever you tune into far right talk radio. Mm-hmm. But the idea that, number one, they don't want kids to learn. That's actually what they said. They don't want kids to learn. They just want to indoctrinate. It is just a bunch of lies. Absolutely. Okay, you can have disagreements about funding for public schools. You can have disagreements about teaching styles or teaching requirements or whatever it may be. But the idea of just saying that teachers don't want kids to learn how to read, they don't want kids to be able to think critically, that's what they were saying as well. It was the biggest bunch of garbage to start off my Monday morning that I could imagine listening to.
I mean, teachers have enough to put up with as it is. I mean, they are working long hours for, you know, minimum pay, because they're giving their time to help kids learn and grow as students. And just when people say things like that, I mean, you're right, that really does get under my skin.
And it's not and the thing about having a conversation, sometimes maybe I'm not as good as I, but I try to have a fairness within the topics we talk about.
You do.
There was no fairness in that at all. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, the idea that, and frankly, the idea that, doggone it, if since Scott Walker was in office, they hadn't been, you know, choking away the funding and falling further and further behind, well, maybe then public school advocates wouldn't be saying, hey, we need some more funding, because they actually do need some more funding. I mean, they have been falling further and further behind ever since Scott Walker got into office. Mm. But it's incredibly difficult to have the kind of conversations that make a democracy what it is when you hear just garbage, 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 like I did for the 10 minutes as I was driving into work this morning. And again, I don't know who this person was, because Meg Ellison's such a poor broadcaster that she wouldn't even let me know who it was if you didn't tune in at the very start of the interview or was there at the very end of the interview. And again, WSA really doesn't care, because they just brought her on as this far right-wing provocateur, somebody that was one of the original leaders of the Tea Party movement, which began at the beginning of the Obama administration. Coincidence? I think not. But again, poor Radio 101, and then just garbage, garbage, garbage.
When you say stuff like that, it demonstrates a lack of empathy from them. It's like, you know, because they're not teachers. They don't know what it's like to deal with those long hours to actually, you know, give up their time to help these kids. You know, they don't appreciate, because they don't know what it's like to be teachers. I would like to see them try and be teachers and then see if the education is really on the teachers, or just man, it's absolutely ridiculous that you could say something like that and nobody would push back against it.
Absolutely. So again, it was just, it's the idea again that teachers, the pure hatred I heard in that conversation, it was just hatred for teachers. And the idea that all the teachers want to do is indoctrinate. Give me a break. It is just falsehood after falsehood. And then to finish off the conversation, she's saying that, you know, Kamala Harris only talks about five things and she's brainwashed and she has no capability. It's all just talking points. I mean, the same garbage that is sent from the National Republican Party right to Meg, and she'll pass it along. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so frustrating, and again, I rarely listen because it literally hurts my chest when I listen to it. It really is. It was just incredibly poor. As a radio professional, it was poor, and then all the information coming out was poor as well. So that was how I started my day, so I started my week. And again, I will say this to the teachers. I'm around a lot of teachers with my coverage of high school sports. These people, they not just spend all that time in the classroom teaching our kids. They're out there helping in activities and everything else just because they want to do things for the kids. We're talking to Brittany Merlot coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us as well by going to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and then be able to click on the link to see a video stream of our program. And from that link, you can also add questions and comments, and we'll make sure to respond for them. And also, if you'd like to either call or text us, just the best way is to download the Civic Media app and open up the 98.9 WXCO portion of the app. There's a button to send a text. There's a button to call us up. And you can also do it the old-fashioned way by dialing us up. The number for both the text and for the call is the same at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you're thinking. If there's something we're not talking about, we would love to talk about it as well. The time is 8:22. A beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine, lots of blue skies, and temperature already close to 60 degrees. I think it's 58 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. And to find out, I think that's above normal already for a high temperature this time of year, but the person that really knows all the information is our meteorologist, and she joins us every day at this time, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, where we're sitting at right now in those upper 50s is above where we should be for highs this time of year. So, gosh, just unusually warm. We were so close to breaking a record yesterday. We hit 78 degrees. The record was 81. And today's record is 80 degrees. Mm. If we hit that, we'll tie it from back in 1953. We had a nice warm spell that came through and dominated the state. So if we can do that today, I'm forecasting about 79 degrees, though. Just a degree under. We'll see.
It was a gorgeous weekend for anybody who had outdoor activities. And I know that you are one that never fails to take advantage of when there is a chance to be out there enjoying some great weather and be out of doors. Did you have a busy outdoor weekend?
I sure did. I went hiking like crazy, and I was on a bunch of different segments of the Ice Age Trail locally that I found. Had no idea the Eau Claire River Dells is beautiful. It is right here, about 20, 30 minutes outside of town, and you can see just these beautiful rock formations. The colors were popping. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. And I also did the Ringle segment as well. And you walk into those woods and those rolling hills. I found some amazing single track bike trails. I can't believe how many little treasures we have in just Marathon County. I mean, statewide is outstanding, but just here, it's wonderful. I hope everyone got out there to enjoy it. I also did the Rib Mountain, climbed up there, went to my sunset spot once again, but that chairlift ride was going. It was packed. It was fantastic to see everyone out there smiling and taking a ton of pictures. What about you? Did you get out?
A little bit. I'm not like you are. I tend to try to, when I have a little time just to settle in and relax, I tend to settle in and relax. I'm running around so much these days, so I need to get better. I need to exercise more and just walk around and do some of that hiking as well. I think that would be a wonderful idea. And again, you're right. I mean, this area is such a lovely area, I think is the way to put it. And the activities are there, whether they are indoors or outdoors. We got the arts so wonderfully here, and got the outdoor activities as well. So again, we are just so very lucky. How long is this warmth going to stick around? Are we going to keep in the near record range for any length of time early this week?
We're going to just hold it near record for today. We do slide a little bit tomorrow to highs of the low 70s, which is still nice. That's still above average. That's not going to stop people from going outside. So 80 today, low 70s tomorrow, but then we get hit with the colder air. So we are looking at chances of showers moving in, some rain. Yes, we need it tomorrow night. So when that moves in tomorrow night, you'll obviously see some more clouds out there throughout the afternoon tomorrow. A little douse of some rain that clears on out of here for Wednesday, but we're going to get blasted with the north wind, which is going to pull our highs to near 50.
50? It's going to feel 50. And the thing about us here is normally when you get, you know, into the fall, the body starts to get used to colder weather. We haven't had a chance to get used to colder weather. So when it does take that dip, and it's going to take a dip, it's going to feel even colder than it really is, right?
Yes, especially because we're going from 80 and in within 48 hours, 80 to 50. Yeah, that's a 30 degree swing right there that is going to be a shock to the system again. And not to mention, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we'll be below freezing, another hard frost, all of that jazz. Hopefully it'll get rid of those ladybugs. I don't know about you or whatever they're called.
Yes.
They're in my house.
I've seen a couple here in the studio, in fact. I know what you mean. But what are the details here for the early part of the week?
Yeah, so the high pressure system that's been dominating all last week and this weekend stays here today. We continue to get that warm flow. Winds won't be as breezy. That's some good news. But the danger for fire is still high. So keep that in mind. Avoid burning. Don't do that. Don't toss your cigarette butts. It's going to hit 80 degrees today. We may or may not break that record of 80 degrees set back in 1953. Then tomorrow, we'll see partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 70s, rain rolling in by night, about a tenth of an inch of rainfall expected there. That kicks on out of here for Wednesday. We get blasted with breezy winds out of the north that keeps our highs at about 50. Clouds will eventually clear by night, which is going to allow us to crash below freezing Wednesday night, Thursday morning. And then for Thursday, we sit in the upper 50s. We kind of hang on to that for Friday. And the weekend, we're looking at the mid-50s. So back to where we should be for this time of year, hopefully adjusting. And maybe some rain, maybe a little bit on Thursday, too. So Tuesday night and Thursday, chances for rain and that colder weather moving in by Wednesday.
Well, again, we're going to enjoy today. And yes, you're right. We need that rain. So let's hopefully get not just a few drizzly moments, but actually get some real rain. So very, very important indeed. Hey, Brittany, can you hang on? Don't disconnect when we get to the break. I got to ask you something, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
But we're going to take a time out for an information update. We'll get news, weather, and sports, and then come back. And we're going to be talking to Bill Swatala, the candidate for the 87th Assembly District, Democratic nominee. So that's coming up. The time is 8:29, 58 degrees here in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us again by going to our Facebook page and seeing our video stream. Just hit the link and be able to see us here in studio, and you'll see right now that I am joined in studio by candidate for the 87th Assembly District, the Democratic nominee, Bill Swatala. And Bill, thanks for coming back in.
Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
I was talking to you as we came on. It's been a long grind, hasn't it?
It
just must feel like it just keeps going and going and going.
And going. And I actually, I stepped on the last minute, and it still feels, it feels like October's taken forever.
15 days to go. What is the feeling right now? Because, when you started off, like you said, even if it's a shorter run, but it's still a long run. American electoral campaigns are very, very long. Right. But now as we get to the final 2 weeks, what's the feeling? What are you looking for right now? What are you trying to accomplish in the last couple of weeks?
Well, again, just to get people to know me, get my name out there. I think most people know my name already, but, to get who I am and what I'm about and why I'm doing this.
I wanted to ask you, because I was looking as I was getting ready for the program this weekend, and I went back and I was actually looking at an article from the Wausau Daily Herald that asked both you and your opponent, Brent Jacobson, a couple of different questions. And one that kind of jumped out at me is one of the very simple questions that you probably get all the time is basically, what is the most pressing issue facing Wisconsin and how would you address it? And I want to read what Brent Jacobson said and then what you said. And I want to kind of build on that, if that's okay.
Yep, that's fine.
Jacobson said inflation. He said, seniors on fixed incomes and struggling families are worried about the future. The cost of food, gas, and home heating are overwhelming. Energy costs drive inflation. And then he continues to say it. And you say that the most pressing issue is the attacks to our Constitution, women's rights to their bodies, and protection for the air and water. And that I think that is kind of a very stark difference.
Right.
Could you maybe go into your thoughts on that and also on his thought, I mean, in terms of that, because my first thought is, yes, inflation has been an issue, but we've seen inflation settle in. I mean, right. In terms of the inflation rate has gone way down. And I think, again, people tend to be overly simplistic when it comes to a lot of these issues. We went through a pandemic that led to issues on the supply chain, and the whole world was dealing with it. And the idea that this is somehow either a Democratic or Republican issue is kind of silly, and that Brent Jacobson is going to have the silver bullet when it comes to that issue. Why did you go in a different direction in terms of what you think is the most pressing issue right now?
Well, I went into a more long-term issue. I'm not on there just for any one thing. And exactly as you said, inflation, I believe, was brought on because of the pandemic. And I believe it's leveling out. And we do need to work on inflation, no doubt. But it's, I think that is more corporate than it is, political. I think people have to, they have to pay attention to what they're buying and spending their money. And then the prices, inflation will get better. I think we're on a good road to recovery.
We've heard some proposals, including from Senator Tammy Baldwin, about price gouging. Do you think that is a major factor as well? Is that something that the Wisconsin State Legislature should be working on as well in the next session?
It is absolutely something that we should be working on. Price gouging is definitely out there. I, as a small businessman, know that. I know what they do to me as a small business, and COVID let people get away with a lot of things, whether true or false. People put extended, they upped their price because they said, well, everybody else is doing it, it's COVID. Mm-hmm. Let's make the money when we can. So I think it's time for people to step up, spend their money, frugally. Make sure they understand that we don't want the prices up there. And the government should get involved and used to be involved, I believe. When I started, we had to, we had a minimum markup law.
Mm-hmm.
You were only supposed to, you weren't supposed to destroy your opponent. You were supposed to work, at the economy. I mean, take care of people.
And I think that comes down to, again, the political philosophy differences. When you talk about any time that nowadays we hear Republicans talk about regulation.
Right.
And it, when I think about regulation, that means rules. And I think that as an individual within a society, we have to live by certain rules. But yet Republicans constantly talk about, well, the idea that there should not be any rules, that anything that leads to a little bit of additional cost for a business should go away. We should trust them to do the right thing. And I just think that, the idea of I guess I'll ask it this way. When you look at regulation, there is that aspect of rules, that we all follow the rules. But at the same time, there are costs involved with regulation. How do you try to balance the two out? What would you try to do when it comes to regulation? And obviously, you probably get some pushback from lobbyists from business and the such. How would you describe maybe your philosophy when it comes to that? Because we do have, I think, on one side, a group that says, well, we should just trust them. That, the cost factor, it's putting some downward pressure on the economy. But at the same time, we do see a lot of rules that are broken. And if you don't have those guardrails, there can be problems in that realm as well. How do you put it all together? What would your philosophy be in terms of regulation?
Well, I think regulations and not being afraid of the government would be one thing. paying attention to who you're putting regulations on. You know, I started this whole thing because of rules.
And that's why I kind of brought it up, because you talked about this, that you've dealt in your real life with these kind of issues.
Right.
And I think you probably have a unique perspective on it.
Right. That's why I sit where I sit, because I don't want to be policed. I want to be able to live a free and comfortable life. But yet we still have to follow rules. We still have to regulate things. Otherwise, it just becomes out of control.
And we do see that, because that allows the price gouging to occur.
Right. I mean,
if you don't have that, then all of a sudden, well.
And that's what happened.
Exactly right. This morning, in the first segment of the program, I was driving into work, and I happened to be tuned into the station down the street, the WSAU. And because I happened to be driving yesterday, I turned them on to listen to the Packers, and I left it on, and I woke up this morning, and I get in my car, and I'm driving there. And the host and a guest was talking about education, and basically just slamming teachers. They don't want to teach kids how to read. They don't want to teach kids how to think. They want to be indoctrinators, and that they want to, automatrons is the way the host put it. That is such a prevailing aspect on the right. Can I ask you about your thoughts on education policy generally? Because it was such a unserious conversation in my mind, and it's such a serious topic. What is your platform when it comes to education?
Education is number one importance. You know, we all need to be educated in this fear of education and in public schools, to me is crazy. It's not real. You know, I've been doing politics, you know, not for a long time, I feel like, and everywhere I go, the teachers are trying to educate people into where we head from here. You know, it's teachers that are running our little democratic offices. You know, education is number one in our life. If you educate people, you're just bettering our future.
And the thing about it as well, and one of the guests, and I don't even know who the guest was, because she's such a poor broadcaster, she didn't tell me who the guest was if you tuned in late, but that's a whole different subject. The guest was talking about, all they want is more money, all they want is more money. Well, there has been a shortfall for the last, what I'd call it, 15 years, ever since Walker got elected.
Right.
And the idea, well, they just want more money. There is still a shortfall when it comes to public education funding, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a big shortfall, and it's sad. And you know, when they say all they want is more money, well, who doesn't? All they want is more money. Let's just work together, be fair, and make sure we can get the teachers that we need to teach our children. Because it's a hard thing to get anybody, you know, to fill positions today.
Yes.
Much less teachers. And our kids are our number one important. They're our future. You know, we need to educate them, and we need to have real teachers, and we need to pay them.
And I found it to be especially precious to hear a couple of right-wingers talking about how they just want more money, when instead of spending more money on education, they want to spend the budget surplus on tax cuts for the wealthiest and turning to tax policy. And again, which is one of the amazing things, ever since, you know, we first started talking, we've been speaking of this incredible surplus. And we just saw, I think, in the last week or so, that it's right now at $4.6 billion, if I'm not mistaken. It's just sitting there. And there's so many different issues that need to be, I think, taken a hard look at. Doesn't mean necessarily spending a lot of money on, but of course we are talking about education. We're talking about child care. We're talking about so many different issues. If things go well in 15 days, then you're sitting in Madison for the next talks about the budget, which is coming up next year.
Right.
In terms of the financial aspects of using that surplus, and again, we're in a position where you're not always going to be in this position.
Right.
It's vitally important to take advantage of this. You have on one side the idea of giving across the board tax cut right up to the very wealthiest of our citizens, which is obviously an idea. And then there's other ideas in terms of using that money differently. how do you look at it? Do you look at it as trying to, you know, number one, fill in some of these gaps and some of these issues? Do you find yourself thinking there should be a balance between tax cuts and some of these issues? What is your thought in terms of that massive budget surplus right now?
Well, you know, and that is a question that I face with every part of my political career. You know, Shawano County and even Wittenberg, we have surpluses, and you have to figure out where best to use them. And we are struggling because even though there's surpluses, there's still not enough coming in every day.
Sure.
You know, so we have to find the best place to put those surpluses. You know, honestly, where would the best place to be that surplus? Think about that. You know, we're all here fighting for our future. Our future can only be well if we educate our people. So why not put it into education? You know, take care of our future. Education is our future. Our children are our future, right?
We're talking to 87th Assembly Democratic nominee Bill Swatala here on 98.9 WXCO. And that's government is that balance. And
yeah.
You've had an opportunity to be in, you just mentioned,
yeah.
in local government. What do people need to know about how you have done your job at the local level that would make you good in this position down in Madison? Is there anything that in particular that you feel like your biggest strength that you would take into office in Madison that you've shown already at the local level?
I pay attention. You pay attention to what's going on in the world, and you come up with a happy medium, and you can work together with these people to come up with these good agendas. I mean, just moving on to tomorrow. You know, I'm a little conservative. I don't want my taxes to go crazy either. I'm just like you. But we need to maintain our communities.
That's one of the aspects that's probably a little surprising to some people. The fact that I noticed that during the discussions we've had that, you know, while you are the Democratic nominee and you have some very positive thoughts about how government can be used in a very good way, at the same time, you also see that there are areas that they need to stay out of the way in terms of business as well, correct?
Right, right, absolutely. You know, if we just take care of each other and realize that we are a community working together, you know, we come up with the happy, and we want our businesses to grow. We want our business to do well. And in order to do that, we have to find the right funding and the right path for them to go. You know, like Shawano, of course, I'm in Shawano. The main street in Shawano is growing tremendously. You know, they're doing fantastic. But everybody's mad at the city of Shawano because they're spending money. You got to spend money to get there. But if you can do it within your budget, you're 100%. And they have done it within their budget. I do believe right now they've raised the wheel tax, so people are very upset.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have no other options after all of these years, you have to go after what you can get.
We're going to come back with a few more minutes with Bill Swatala coming up. It's 8:49 Monday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, it's 8:52 here on this Monday morning, talking to 87th Assembly District Democratic nominee Bill Svitala. And something I wanted to kind of touch on is, you know, somebody who's running for office, and it's, you know, obviously you said it, you're from the western part of the district. What kind of challenge has that been in order to get people to know you? Because unfortunately, name recognition is such a big factor, and I think here in this part of the district, you know, the district, as we get, you know, closer to the center part of Marathon County, of course, you have the mayor of Mosinee running. How do you go about trying to get your voice out there, to be able to say, hey, people, this is who I am. This is what you would get. Because I imagine that's been one of the biggest struggles, being somebody that's sort of off on the edge of the district like you are, and not spending an incredible amount of money putting your name out there either.
Right. Well, it's a tough. They always tell you got to do those door knocking. Well, when I go door knocking, you know, I end up at the people's door for an hour and a half talking about one simple little issue.
Oh, doggone it, Bill. That's not a good use of your time.
You know, but I learn a lot, because like yesterday I was talking to a lady that, you know, she was all on my side and we were getting along really great. And then she came up with these out of the way. You know, it's like, where did you get that information? Well, I got it. Where did you get it?
Right.
Well, usually we get it from, you know, the Trump chat. Well, that's not even real.
No.
You know, so let's just talk about the real issues. But then I get so worked up because I don't, you know, they aren't changing their mind. They're listening.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I was talking again earlier in the show. My chest started to hurt when I was listening to what the right wing host, Meg Ellison, was talking about when it came to education, because it was all false.
Right.
And battling falsehoods. Spending all that time battling falsehoods means you're not able to talk about the positive things you're able to do. Mm-hmm. And it leads to not having the conversations we need to have. I said it before to you off the air as well, that, you know, for our democracy to work, we have to be engaged.
Right.
We have to be able to have a battle of ideas. And sometimes you're going to win the battle of ideas. Sometimes you're going to lose the battle of ideas.
But they have to be real ideas.
Yes, exactly.
Real ideas.
But if we're just going to be throwing lies out there, and again, I mean, any one of us who goes home at the end of the night and listens to, you know, if you turn on our television or have a radio on and you hear these commercials, you'd swear that the issues of the race are all about, you know, sending a kid to school and having an operation to change their gender, which is really not the case. And again, it's just craziness.
They twist
that,
it.
And that's I imagine, as somebody who is serious, that you've served your community in elected office. You want to serve your community now in Madison, that having to deal with this, for lack of a better term, garbage has to be incredibly frustrating.
It is very frustrating. You know, we need to go to Madison with just the real issues, not twist everything around. I mean, you know, most of what people say, and they believe what they're saying because they listen to somebody say it. You got to find out the real issues. You can't just listen to everybody. You know, do your real research, not
and
just one channel,
and use your brain as well. Does this sound somehow real?
Right.
I mean, because if you really think about some of these things,
they can't be real.
Exactly.
You can't go against parents and do gender reverse.
Go to school one day.
That's against the law.
Exactly.
But use your brain. You know, some things I just know are not true. I don't even have to look them up. Some things are just so out of whack.
And something else we were talking about in that last couple of minutes, and I think to kind of finish up our discussion, is, you know, should you go to Madison, become a member of the state assembly, working with everybody.
Right.
I mean, there are so many issues that need to be done, and there are answers there, aren't there?
There are absolutely answers, and we can all get along and do this very well. You know, everything really has an issue. This is America. We are great. We can fix all this stuff if we would just get to the facts, do the right thing for people, not twist everything around. You know, go and talk to each other and work together. Years ago when I started this, Republicans and Democrats worked really well together. They didn't always like each other, but they worked really well together. It has changed so much in the little bit of time I've been in politics.
I've asked folks, and I've had discussions, and with some people, this is a dirty word. And others say, no, it's not a dirty word. compromise. How do you look at the word compromise? Would you use that base word as a assembly person?
Right. You know, I'm a Democrat, so I believe in a lot of the Democratic issues. So compromise. But there are ways to compromise. It's very simple. Without hurting people, without lying to people, we can work together. You know, a senator once told me, you know, way back when we took all the regulations off of the guns, he said, you know, I wasn't for this, he said, but we worked together. And so this is how we came up to a compromise. You know, now it went way wacky, of course.
Bill Suotala, candidate for the 87th Assembly District. Where can people get more information on you? I know you have a Facebook page, correct?
I have a Facebook page. You can get me at, you know, you can get any information from any of the Democratic offices. You can call me on the phone. You can put up my signs. Don't be afraid to put up signs, people. I have gone to so many communities where there are so many signs for both sides.
Yes.
Of course, I'm pushing my side, but you know, don't be afraid, because they're not, you know, it's not as scary as it seems. Put up signs, let people know, voice your opinions, and give me a call. I'll tell you.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Thank you very much for having me.
Hour two coming up next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.